Hi, I'm Liza, and I've been reading tarot professionally for well over a decade. And this is Tarot for the Modern Reader, the podcast that will teach you simple, actionable techniques to read the cards with more clarity, accuracy, and ease, so you can get real answers to real questions for real people, including yourself, in today's modern world. Whether your readings are for guidance or prediction, I'll help you 86 the doubt and confusion and take your skills and confidence to the next level so you can become the best tarot reader you know. This is Tarot for the Modern Reader. Hello and welcome to the Tarot for the Modern Reader podcast. This episode is the first in a 6-episode practical training series called At the Reader's Table. So this is going to be a series of 6 episodes where we discuss practical reading skills. We're all trying to take our readings to the next level. We're all trying to be better readers. So this series of 6 episodes is going to focus on those practical skills, those tips, those tricks, those techniques that can take our readings to the next level, the things that help us deliver a better reading in the moment. So this first episode is called Reading for Prediction versus Reading for Empowerment. And when I say empowerment, I just mean anything other than prediction. Like when you're reading for advice or you're reading to get information out of the cards, you know, what should I do or how should I handle this or what does, you know, the cards want me to do about this situation? Any of the times that you're reading for yourself or someone else in a way where you're not making a prediction. It could even be when you're, working on your own personal practice, right? Like your people who read the tarot for their own personal development. Those are all things that kind of fall under the empowerment category for me. So it's okay if you don't connect with that word per se. Really, I'm using it as an umbrella term for something other than prediction. When we're reading for prediction, we're pretty much putting a stake in the ground. Like we're taking a hard stand. We're saying, this is what I think is going to happen. Or we're saying yes or no, depending on what card comes up. But we're making a forecast of some sort. Okay, so let's get started. Are you a reader who reads for prediction, or are you a reader who reads for empowerment, or are you someone who reads both? Everyone has an opinion when it comes to reading for prediction versus reading for empowerment. Some people will claim that tarot is fortune-telling and only fortune-telling, that reading tarot is all about reading predictions. Other people will take a very serious tone and tell you that the real gold lies in reading for empowerment, meaning for advice or self-development. The real truth for me is that I believe you can read any way you like, in any situation, and it can even change over time or just from person to person, reading to reading. I personally use both, but it wasn't always that way for me. To be honest, I was pretty wildly influenced by the shoulds and the should nots that were going on around me in my early days of tarot reading. So for example, back then, many, many years ago, I had a conversation with a guest contributor on a very popular tarot blog. She told me that, now if you could see, I'd be doing air quotes over here. She never, in quotes, uses the cards to, quotes again, tell her what to do. That she's not dependent on an outside source and she alone makes her decisions. Now I, back then, was very new, so she being established, I thought, oh my gosh, I've been doing it wrong. And I changed the way that I was reading. Then there were the articles that talked all about how destiny is not predetermined, that when we read for prediction, we're taking away our own power in the situation. Not to mention that reading for prediction was kind of like a dirty word, right? Like fortune telling was a far less noble use of our cards, which had the ability to help us do some spiritual and transformative work. These are probably also the same people who tell you you should not charge for your spiritual gifts. And if that's a belief that you hold, then you're probably not going to enjoy my podcast, and we might want to go our separate ways now. So fortune telling under these terms is like a party trick, a fun way to play tarot reader as a newbie. But the serious folk, they were using their cards for much more respectable work. Okay, so it took me a long time to realize that you really don't have to choose. I didn't have to listen to what everyone else said or what everyone else was doing. I could do what I wanted and choose for myself, and my readings, you know, however I wanted to do them, would be just fine. And the same is true for you. You will get so many opinions as a tarot reader, just like everything else in life, but anything that falls under the category of religion or spirituality, people have such deeply passionate opinions about, and it's very easy to get swept up in that. The best advice I could give now at this point, like even to my earlier self, would be to just do what you think is right. Like if you are in alignment with your higher self, what you truly believe is right, like doing the right things in the world, you're acting in integrity, then that's really the most that you can ask of yourself. So today I use both in my practice. I deeply love and respect both. So I'll share a little bit about what I've learned over the years that's helped me step into my own confidence as a reader, and even more so in my confidence as a person to do what I want to do, not to do what everyone else around me thinks is the right thing to do or the right way to read tarot cards. Today, my most popular go-to spread, and I talked about it in a previous episode on the podcast, is my mini Celtic cross. It's a shortened 5-card variation of the Celtic cross when either time or brevity is of the essence. But in all reality, at this point, it's just my go-to spread almost all of the time. The first 3 cards talk about their current situation and their obstacles, but the last 2 cards, now this is where the magic happens. The last 2 cards are always advice and outcome. So as you can tell right there, that's empowerment and prediction. And this is the magic of this reading. It combines the best of both. I believe that we're currently on a certain path. Like when we go for a reading or someone comes to us for a reading, that person, the seeker, whether it's you or someone else, is already on a specific path where the actions, the mindsets, the beliefs, and other factors that we're currently embodying are leading us. Like we all are predictable. We're creatures of habit. So based on how we've handled things before and how we typically handle things, how we usually think, what we believe in general, for example, these are all factors for the universe to determine what our most likely outcome for a particular scenario is. Of course, there are always things outside of us and outside of our control that influence the situation as well. But for the most part, we are pretty predictable. So the universe gives us our outcome based on what the most likely scenario is. That doesn't mean that it's hard and fast, right? I do believe that we all have free will. So I don't think that what comes up in the outcome card is a hard and fast outcome. I think it's showing us what the most likely current on track, you know, what you're on track for, what the most likely outcome is now. But this is where the advice card comes in. I also personally believe that we do have the power to create our own situations, that we have the ability to manifest the things that we truly want to have in our lives. So not always in each and every small scenario, but in general, this is one of my core beliefs. I believe that the universe always has my highest good in mind, and I'd like to know what the universe believes the best action or non-action, like in the case of the 4 of Swords. I'd like to know what the universe believes that best action is for me, you know, to achieve my highest good in any situation. So sometimes the outcome card is something that we don't like. Sometimes the outcome card is one that we don't want. But I believe that the advice card applies to us to be followed, whether we like the outcome or whether we don't. The universe is never going to steer you wrong. I think that there are times that we just don't understand something, or we want something bad enough without realizing that the universe has something better in mind, or the universe already knows, you know, that that's not what is for our highest good, no matter how much we want it in the moment. So I think that there are times that the outcome is favorable to us, And in those times, I believe that, you know, we're already on the path in those situations with our current thoughts and actions, and, you know, we're going to reach that outcome. The advice card is offered to keep us on track, right? So when you see an outcome card that you like, you're like, yes, awesome, okay. Well, the advice card, in my opinion, this is how I read, and you can read however you like, but how I read is that the advice card is there to keep me on track, to facilitate a smooth event, or just remind me to keep going and stay the course. When the outcome is one that is not favored, I believe the advice card is the universe's way of giving us a course correction. It's telling us that if we don't care for the current outcome, then following the advice card that's given is a way of changing that outcome. I believe that regardless of the outcome that's being shown, the advice card is always what is for our highest good. I don't believe that things, for the most part, are static. When I think back to that reader that told me she never relies on the cards to tell her what to do, I think about how I would respond now to her. The cards don't tell us what to do. We are choosing to use the cards as a tool. We are choosing them to seek out the guidance that is inside of ourselves. The cards are just ink and paper. I trust that the universe always has my highest good in mind, and that the answers that I seek are already inside of me. That's my highest self. The cards just help me access that information. So why wouldn't I trust it? Trusting myself and the intuitive guidance that I can get from myself through the cards is one of the greatest gifts that we have, and probably the best advice. Like, advice from anybody else is just anybody else. But when it comes to advice for me, who better to give advice to me than my own highest self, right? So in this case, we're talking about reading for empowerment. That advice card is the reading for empowerment part of it. Reading for prediction. Well, this is just plain fun. I mean, first of all, it's a great way to flex your intuitive muscle. I mean, how else do you get good at developing your intuition if you don't use it? So you can do things like ask a question about something that you will definitely know the answer to in a day or so, and then you can draw a card and make your prediction based on the information in the card. And then you can see in a few days how it turned out. But people want to know things. So while you might have some spiritual friends or clients who want to work on their self-development, or, you know, they start a regimen with you, or they come to you regularly for readings where they're working on things within themselves, you'll mainly be reading for people who just want to know stuff about their life. Will I get the new house? Will I get a better job this year? What's going to come of that promotion? How is this going to play out in my relationship? People just want to know what's going to happen. And that's because they want to be prepared for what's going to happen. Sometimes they just want to be wowed. Now, to be fair, I do include more than just reading for prediction here. So like when I'm reading for someone like that, I'll include the cards for empowerment, telling them what actions the universe recommends they take to actually move them closer to that desired outcome. But I will also predict the situation. Most of the time, people just want help. They just want you to tell them what is going to happen. And as a reader, you can do that. And there is nothing wrong with that. People just want to be prepared. Think about yourself in a situation. Like, how many times was there a situation coming up that you really wanted to know what was going to happen? And mostly because you probably, whether you realized it at the time or not, just wanted to be prepared for what was going to happen, right? All right, so I'm going to tell you a little story about a couple years ago at Reader Studio 2019. Rachel Pollack, she was on stage and she was teaching. She was giving a talk. And now in her age and wisdom, this really goes so far. But she talked about how she absolutely reads for prediction and even some third-party prediction as well, or third-party information. So she told a story about how a woman came to her and wanted to know about her relationship, things about her husband. And Rachel could see clearly that her husband was cheating. And so she delved into all the dirty details with her because this is what she wanted and needed. And to hell with it. What good is the tarot if we can't use it as we need it? Now, I'm paraphrasing that a little bit, and it's been 3 years since I heard her tell that story. So hopefully I have not butchered the details too awful much, and I'm at least conveying the point and the message correctly. But what a refreshing moment it was for every reader in that room. Like, there was laughter, but honestly, I think there was also a collective sigh of relief. If one of the greatest tarot goddesses of our time shared this story, then I think it's time for the rest of us too to be able to let go of the shoulds and the shouldn'ts and what we should be doing and shouldn't be doing in our tarot readings. Now, you need to use your intuition. Obviously, reading for prediction can be scary. The truth is, you're putting a stake in the ground and deciding between multiple ways something can go based on what you see in the cards. And this is where your intuition comes in, because the cards don't have writing on them that say yes or no. The cards don't have writing on them that says, yep, this is what's going to happen, right? You have to interpret from the picture what you think the answer is going to be. And as we all know, tarot cards are very pictorial. There are a lot of symbols in each card. There's a lot left to your imagination and your intuition in each card. So it can be scary. And especially when you're in your early days still, it can be intimidating because you aren't completely sure that you're reading everything correctly or that you aren't missing anything in there. So this is where you have to take a stand with yourself and decide that you're just going to trust yourself and whatever message you get. I am a huge believer in signs and messages. I believe that everything has a purpose. I also believe that if I get a thought about a card, I should trust it. And I did not used to be this way. This is like literally a stand I had to take with myself. And before I took this stand, I would second guess everything. Now, however, I know that because I know I took this position, and I know that the universe knows it too, I know that the universe knows that I trust it and I trust myself, and whatever message I get, I'm going to go with. So hopefully it's not going to give me any bunk messages. But I've already let the universe and my inner guide know that I'm just going to go and trust with whatever comes to me. And that's really taken a lot of pressure off of me. I put my trust in the universe, and I trust that it will deliver to me in ways that I can understand. And that's another point too, to keep in mind. We don't all know the same things about the cards. It doesn't matter how much you know. You don't have to know every single meaning about a card to be able to give a good reading, because the universe is going to communicate with you in ways that you can understand. Like, if you've been reading for a month and a friend of yours has been reading for a year, she's probably going to know a little bit more about the Lover's card than you do. Maybe to you, the Lovers is still just about a relationship, whereas to her, she knows it's also about a choice, you know? And to the next person who's been reading even longer, or who has a deeper practice, like also practices astrology, they may know that the card is also the card that symbolizes Gemini. So if they're reading for prediction, on timing of an issue, they could say, oh, I think this is going to happen in June, right? So if you're the person who's only been reading for a month, the universe is not going to send you a message for the sign of Gemini. Because when I say the universe, it's really just your own higher guidance that's connecting to everything, the cosmos, you know, all the universal knowledge. It's just you connected to source. So if there's a part of it that you don't know yet, you're not going to find that image in the card. You're not going to find that symbol in the card. It literally, you don't know it yet. So there's no point in the universe showing you that card for that meaning if you are unaware of the meaning. So that's something to keep in mind too. You don't have to know every single thing about the card. Trust that the universe is going to communicate with you in regard to what you do know. And the more you learn, that just gives a broader depth and a greater pool of information for you to pull from when you're doing your readings. So let me give you a little example of that. I did a reading where the outcome card was the Ten of Pentacles. And I also practice astrology, and I know that this card relates to Mercury, the planet Mercury, in the sign of Virgo. So at the time of this reading, Mercury was currently in the sign of Leo, which is the sign before Virgo. So I knew it was going to be going into Virgo fairly soon, within like a month's time. My seeker was asking about a situation that had an element of timing to it. So the first thing that popped into my head when I saw this card was the timing of Mercury going into Virgo. Now, you don't have to read astrology. That's not the point here. The point is that I do, and the universe knows it, and I know the universe knows it. So back to trusting that first thought and, you know, just deciding, taking that stand that I'm going to go with it. If this is the first thought that I had, if my first thought was that Mercury and the timing of Mercury going into Virgo is the meaning of this card, that's why it's showing me this card, then that's just what I'm going to go with. I trust that my inner guidance is going to use whatever information I would consider to get the message to me. So I did not say anything to her about moving to a new house. I didn't speak about security. I didn't talk about family, tradition, anything else that falls under the meaning of the Ten of Pentacles, because I truly believed that the whole reason this card was in that spread was simply to convey the message of timing. Because if the matter of timing was in less than a month, then the universe knew I was going to pick that up when I saw that card. Does that make sense? Okay, so we all have that little voice inside, right? And the longer that you read, the better you get at listening to it. I'm sure that you do the best that you can with the information that you have in any given situation. So when you're first starting out, you just go with what you already know, whether you're reading for empowerment or you're reading for prediction. But I feel like even more so with prediction, the signs that you get out of the card really are the best answers. The universe is giving you the cards that are best suited to you getting the correct answer. The universe is always on your side. All right, so what do you do? Do you read for power, empowerment? Do you read for just prediction? I feel like when you're first starting out, it's less prediction and more empowerment. But the better you get at making predictive readings, the better that your readings overall become as well. Mostly because it's about trusting yourself. The more you trust in yourself with your readings, the better your readings become overall. Okay, well, I think that is it for this episode, Empowerment and Prediction. And you know, actually, the other thing I would say about that, whenever you're doing any reading, is just to be intentional. When you're reading, whether it's for empowerment or prediction, you can get the best result by being very mindful of what you're looking for. Like when you just throw down the cards and you don't really have a game plan, it's hard to get a clear answer. But when you throw down the cards and you know if you're reading for a specific answer to give to someone, like a predictive answer, or if you're just looking for advice, those cards read differently. The same card can read a little bit differently, whether you're giving it as advice to someone or you're giving it as the answer to a question. So that's something else that I would note about this before we close out this episode, that it's always good to be very mindful when you sit down with your cards. Okay, so that is episode number one in the practical training series at the Reader's Table, Reading for Prediction or Reading for Empowerment, two of the most common and popular ways that you will deliver tarot card readings. Okay, so in the next episode, we are going to talk about whether or not you should give free readings as a tarot reader. So that is going to be coming up next, and I hope you check it out. And if you enjoy these six posts or these six episodes in this series or the podcast in general, then I do hope that you will subscribe to the podcast. And if you want to find any of the things that we mention in any of the podcast episodes, you can just click the show notes and it'll take you over to the website, and that's where you can find the links to the card meaning library or the keyword book or the court card mini course. All of the things that we talk about on the show can be found over there in the show notes. So, okay, well, I hope you enjoy this episode and I will see you in the next one.